You're listening to the Kansas Audio Reader Network, a radio reading service for the blind and handicapped.
Good evening and welcome to Readings of Newspapers from Northwest Missouri. My name is Bruce Fry, and today my father Don Fry and I,
good evening,
will read from these newspapers from Northwest Missouri. In this order, we have the Savannah Reporter, the Trenton Republican Times, the Maryville Daily Forum, and the St. Joseph News Press. Dad?
Yes?
Why don't you read to us now from the Savannah Reporter, a newspaper from Northwest Missouri that you
have? The Savannah Reporter, a fine-looking front page publication from Savannah, Missouri for yesterday, for a week ago, Thursday, October 21st, is their news, and the elections are on everybody's mind. But we have time to go over the senior center menu. This week the menus are listed, but of course this is Thursday night, so we have only Friday that is current. Bruce, if you and I went to the senior center in Savannah,
as we do
tomorrow, we would have fish.
Fish?
Doesn't say what kind. It always means
baked fish, perhaps? Baked fish?
Well, it probably means white fish of some sort, don't you think?
Filet-O-Fish.
Coleslaw, mm-hmm. Baked beans.
Slaw.
Cornbread. Cook's choice. Now, you see, there's always, they slip something in like that. It's Friday, the end of the week. Heaven knows what the cook's choice is. And coffee, tea, or milk.
Right.
The Savannah School District menus. Well, tomorrow there is no school in any of the schools. They're all school conferences. But if we had gone today, for breakfast, we would have had spiderweb funnel cake. What in the world did that be? Funnel cake looking like a spider, I guess. Chilled juice.
Halloween menu probably all week.
Chilled juice. No hot juice there. It's chilled milk. At the lunchtime, a burrito. Tossed salad with dressing. Bread and butter sandwich. Bread and butter sandwich.
If you fold it over, it becomes a sandwich.
I guess the budget is tight there at the bread and butter sandwich. Chilled fruit. No warm fruit.
No.
And milk. I hope that's chilled as well.
Mm-hmm.
Middle and high school lunch today was chef salad or burrito or beef or an onion patty. They eat better at lunch than they do at the high school than they do at the elementary. They get choices. Burrito or beef and onion patty on a bun, tossed salad, bread and butter sandwich.
Mm.
Well, you beef and onion patty on a bun and a bread and butter sandwich. It's a lot of carbs. Chilled fruit and milk. And that is all we have time for the Savannah Reporter for last Thursday.
Thank you, Dad. I will read now from the Trenton Republican. Very excited now because it's time for the Trenton Republican Times Crime Report.
Crime does not pay.
Yes, Dad, a little slow on the uptake, but you're right about that.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Daily Record has fined $250.50 and $56.50 for court costs. And finally, Kevin Mammon of Chillicothe had a charge of passing bad checks, and that charge was dismissed. This has been the Trenton Republican Times Daily Crime Report.
End of the report, Laurie. End of the crime report. Honest to goodness.
The weed of crime.
Six. According to the Missouri Highway Patrol, a car driven by Chad Francis, 20...
Hold the presses. Stephanie Diane Farley has just come into the studio.
Rolled out of bed.
Supposed to be here at 4:30, but she comes anyway because she doesn't want to miss the double order of fries for tonight. Thank you, Stephanie, for gracing us with your presence. Remarkable child, a delightful child.
Well, on that note, I won't finish this story about this. Tuesday, October 26th.
And are you done?
Yeah, sorry.
This concludes readings from newspapers from Northwest Missouri. If you have questions about the obituaries or anything else we've read today,
I have a lot of questions.
Feel free to call them in, provided they are positive.
Yes.
If they are negative questions or comments,